Within the physical realm are dimensions that vibrate in specific frequencies which can be low or high. Beings from the ninth dimension vibrate in higher frequencies transcending the density of the earth, but they are still part of the physical realm. The reality on the new earth is perceived differently via a new perspective, which is that of the soul. A physical body will be optional. Fasting is good to do because it prepares your body to receive higher frequencies. The human brain uses wavelengths that are like ripples of energy traveling the universe. Consciousness translates this energy and makes communication with other beings possible. The density of the physical realm is why you don't see many galactic beings walking around in their natural form. They cannot adjust to the Earth's frequencies. The angels think as a collective and gather information which is shared as one. They observe and watch over mankind and what they do to themselves. The angels have already gone through the ascension process which comes natural to every being. There is a tremendous amount of souls who currently reside on the earth. Some of those are advanced souls that came here to volunteer and assist in the global spiritual awakening of others by sharing their wisdom and experiences. We are also visited by beings whose soul belongs to a different species. They disguise themselves and appear human. However, they know exactly who they are and where they come from. Some of you have encountered these souls and have seen their true nature. Among humanity are also the star seeds who live a regular human life, but their soul is not bound to the human evolution and ascension process. These people often live through life unaware of their origin. You create your life whether you're aware of it or not. There are broad similarity, yet nothing is exactly the same. Because everyone lives their own reality, it is impossible to compare yourself to someone else. Judgments are created by a lack of understanding, compassion, and empathy for other people. All humans are spiritual beings and need individuality to understand feelings and emotions. Earth is a school and some learn faster than others. Ascension is a natural process. Humanity and the Earth help each other, but the Earth doesn't need humanity to evolve. Much of mankind still operate within the lower consciousness, which is called Satan, and it contains ego operating systems based in fear that lead to destruction. The higher consciousness is called the Christ consciousness and contains love. To live a fulfilled life, balance between the lower and higher consciousness is needed. Many of you are familiar with masculine and feminine energy. The lower consciousness is masculine and the higher consciousness is feminine energy. Right now the Earth and humanity is flooding with feminine energy to restore its energetic balance so that we can collectively move up in our ascension process. Humanity is making progress and increasing its frequency and vibration to enter the next stage of its evolution. The Earth is a unique place where emotions and role play can occur without contaminating the soul, which is your true form. For any being to become galactic, it needs to go through the ascension process. This works as follows. Your true self takes on a physical form to learn how to transcend itself in a dense environment, becoming enlightened. The ascension goes through many stages, and these stages are also called the ascension ladder. Souls incarnate to assist the collective as it goes through these stages. When people are unaware of their spiritual and authentic self, they can feel lost, overwhelmed, and they often struggle to find their place on Earth. It feels like the Earth is not their home. Their purpose is to raise the vibration among humanity as preparation for the next stage. When you let fear go and accept that life happens in the moment, you'll open up to spiritual truths, and this is the awakening experience. Connecting with like-minded people will bring understanding and peace. Always be mindful who you trust and allow within your energy field, because this field is your guardian. What happens around you is not as important as how you react to it. The outside world is working out its own karma, which has nothing to do with you on an individual level. You can protect yourself from outside energies by placing a shield around yourself, use crystals, meditate, and align your energy centers. The advanced souls are also called old souls simply because they are experienced and have lived thousands of lives. They are among us to remind and teach humanity about spirituality. Another group of souls that help mankind are the crystal children. They were born spiritually awakened and aware of their gifts and skills. Humanity is ready to shift its consciousness to that of the soul, but it still has to awaken to the astral dimension and move through it. When mankind transitions into the soul consciousness, it will establish the soul kingdom on the new earth. The advanced souls and crystal children will help others during this transition, which will last throughout the 3,600-year cycle of Aquarius. When the earth enters its next dimension, the old earth continues to exist. Many people condemn spiritual knowledge and judge this as evil. Those people have much karma to resolve and will continue to go through its cycles until they awaken and step above the will of karma. The old earth continues to exist for this very reason. The ascension is an individual process and can't be forced, but awareness can be brought by sharing sacred knowledge.